Thanks, Rob. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly segment here on Monday nights, where we showcase the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio, beautiful Michigan Avenue. This weekend, the Wicker Park Fest takes over Wicker Park.
Yes.
The Street Festival is one of the best in Chicago when it comes to live music, and the headliner this year is the alt-rock legends Guided by Voices. And truly, the lineup is a who's who of who's performed for us right here on the Download. Tonight's no exception. The indie rockers Rat Boys will be playing on Saturday. Rat Boys is back in our studios tonight for return engagement. Last time we talked, about a year ago, they were getting ready to release new music. They did just that with a new release, GN. No relation to the radio station. I found out. I thought it was when I saw it. I'm like, yes, I've inspired them. That's okay. It just came out last month. Rat Boys, Julius Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owens, Sean Newman, and Namdi, and they are in studio tonight. Good to see you guys.
Thanks.
It was fun to look at the date back on the script from about a month and a year ago. So yep. Good to have you guys back in studio. All right, so we're going to hear some music right coming up here in a couple minutes. But, I mean, to play Wicker Park Fest, I mean, that's a good gig. I mean, am I wrong in saying that that's a good festival for live music?
Absolutely. You're not wrong. You're absolutely right about that. It's one of the best street fests in the city. And I haven't been to too many street fests around the world, but I'd take a gander and say it's one of the best in North America.
There was a lot made this year about the festival really doubling down on music. I mean, there was an article about it, and Guided by Voices, of course, a big band that maybe a little too old for you whippersnappers in the room. But
no, they're great. No, they're from Dayton, Ohio, which is where my family's from.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, there seem to be, I mean, do you feel it when you look at a lineup like what you see for Saturday and Sunday, that the bands that are, they're all being put together for a festival like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, a lot of our peers and friends are playing, and it just seems like a lot of energy and thought went into making the lineup. John from Kickstand is a fabulous person to work with, and last year we played Green Fest, which I think we were promoting on this show.
That's right. That's
and
that.
Yeah, and at that fest, John and I spoke, and he was like, let's do Wicker Park Fest next year, and so here
you guys are.
Hoping not.
Wicker
it's
Park
really
Fest
fun.
Has always just had awesome lineups. It's kind of, I don't know, mind-blowing to be on it too.
It's a party, but it's definitely about the music, which is a really cool thing.
You know, for you guys, do you have to approach getting on stage differently when you play a music festival like this? I might ask you this last year too about playing on a street, you know, on a temporary stage is different than maybe being in the back of a club. Do you, as musicians, do you have to approach the craft differently?
I think you just can't expect everything you want in the monitors, and you know, it's always a bit of a rush, so you just have to roll with it and get it to a level where you're comfortable enough. But you can never be 100%, you know.
There's more outside noises coming in, too, yeah. So you have to factor that in, too. And
the good thing is, like, they always have these huge systems, so if you can't hear yourself on stage, you'll hear it when it hits the building behind and bounces back towards you.
It's always more on the fly, I guess. Mm. But, like, as a performer and someone engaging with the crowd, you have to assume that most people don't know who you are,
right.
Which is different when you're playing a show where people pay to see you, and you assume that they either know you or at least something about you.
Right.
And
also, I would assume that a different style of audience, meaning people who might be there to watch a show but at the same time drink and be with friends,
yeah.
And are not necessarily there for – they're not captive audience for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Like, I kind of like sometimes to even just play music knowing that it's kind of just going to be the background in people's conversations. And if we just do our best, it'll – people might pause and say, oh,
is that hard? I mean, I you know, I don't know much about, I'm not a musician, but is it hard to just automatically kind of assume that kind of identity, the idea that you just play your music knowing how, you know, an audience right in front of you is accepting it in all sorts of different ways?
I love it. I mean, that's part of what makes it fun.
So, you know, every venue you play at is a different vibe, and sometimes it's, you know, a loud bar crowd. Sometimes there's people, you know, waiting at the front of stage for the whole show just to see it. So, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely good to be used to, like, you know, performing in a different context, kind of like that. I just think, like, festivals are the best because that's kind of everybody's going to be there, whether they're there for the music or just, like you said, to talk and chill around. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's oddly a little bit more relaxing too, because you know that not everyone's eyes are on you, or that your job is to just play the song correctly and just kind of captivate their attention that way too.
If you screw up, they don't know what's right or wrong. So sounds right.
There's that too, yeah. Right? Well, I mean, the last time I had you guys in, you were talking about the music that you were working on, and it's culminated in this record, GN. Mm-hmm. Talk about this. I mean, this record came out only about a month ago. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the process. I mean, getting into putting an album together for this band. What was it like? I mean, was it everything that you guys, the vision that you set out to produce in this record, did it all come to fruition?
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah, pretty close this time, as opposed to the first record.
We jumped into the first one pretty impulsively and didn't really plan much of what we were going to actually play and how we wanted it to sound, mainly on my end, because I had never played electric guitar in a live setting before when we recorded the first album. So this time I had like a year and a half of touring playing electric guitar as opposed to acoustic guitar under my belt. So I had a lot more knowledge about like how to get it to sound a certain way and stuff like that, and what I wanted it to sound
well,
like.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about putting together an album, I mean, that's a big part of it is, yeah, like what, not just what you can get out of your instruments, but what the philosophy is and the approach and the strategy to get that sound, right?
Yeah.
Sonics.
Yeah. Hypersonics. We demoed out the songs beforehand, which was really cool because we got to actually write parts and plan things a little more.
Yeah, we had rough copies.
And we
actually rehearsed.
The smile on your face. Yeah. You're like, we did it. We did it. We
compared
said we couldn't.
To the first one, you know.
I'm psyched about how it turned out.
Is that the basic evolution of the band? I mean, the concept of getting to a point where you now understand a little bit more about what goes into putting an album based on the fact that you did an album. This is the second one.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. And I think it helped a lot too that we knew people were going to hear this one, which was really cool. Like with the first one, when we recorded it, we didn't have any really aspirations even to like put it out with a label. We hoped we could, but we weren't banking on that at all. But this time we were already signed and like knew there would be some sort of audience there. So it was, I don't know, a cool kind of challenge and a higher standard to set for ourselves.
Does that change the expectations of as musicians? You get signed and you know that people are going to be looking for this piece of work. Does that change your approach to it?
It just makes me want to do my best. Like, it's a big opportunity, really. So, yeah, it was a challenge to just give our best take and capture what we wanted to get. And I think we did. I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Lots of cool noises, and I hope people will like it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know much about the recording process. When you say, you know, get your best take, is it the kind of thing where you go in as a group and you have a song and you play all together and do four-minute track and you're like, this is the best, we did it, we made it, we didn't mess up?
Or you can totally do it that way.
You can do that way. Or is it more like, let's get this part and then we'll put it together later in Pro Tools and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Ours is more of a
the two
building
different
blocks.
Schools right there.
Right. Ours is more of a building block. That's what we've done both times, is where you lay down the drums one day for all 10 songs and then you do the bass guitar, like, kind of like building a house.
Is that I mean, for everybody in the room, and chime in, I mean, you're all different musicians and come from different places. I mean, is that feel natural to do it that way? I mean, if you're Namdi, if you're on the drums for 10 songs, I mean, is that okay for a drummer? Do you like that
stuff?
Yeah,
well, usually everyone's playing at the same time, even if you're just recording drums first, so you have everyone doing like scratch tracks.
Oh, okay.
And then a lot of people do it where they record drums and bass at the same time and keep a lot of the bass tracks, and you just like overdub parts you may have flubbed, maybe. But
it's very modular.
I feel like there's less pressure too, because if you just like screw up during like a live band thing, like, then you have to redo everything again.
Yeah,
if you just,
Cody's
like,
really worried about screwing up.
So if you screw up by yourself. Yeah, screw up is the motto.
I mean, I just wonder about that. I mean, I was just watching Defiant Ones on HBO, and everyone who's listening knows, because I've been talking about it for a week. But, you know, a lot of that was about and it follows Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, and it talks about how they engineer the stuff, but they don't really get into how they make the music. Like, I was like, but they show a little bit with Dre, like how he does it, and he'll do one line, then he puts it in, and there's just this amazing amount of I really recommend it for any musicians to watch it. But the point being that it was something where I want to know how much of it is get in the studio and all together we make this moment and this noise together, and how much of it is taking different pieces and trying to piece it together in a vision at a later time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was more so the latter this time. But I would be very excited to do something like you mentioned before, where it's like a lot of chemistry happening at the same time.
I mean, that's like the recordings from the 60s up until the 70s, like all the Motown stuff, that's all just one band, one take. And yeah.
The Beatles.
Can you hear that? I mean, as musicians, as trained ears, do you hear the difference when you listen to a piece of work and you put it on the speakers? You're like, ah, I can tell they did this together. I did this through Pro Tools. Or
yeah, a lot.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's just so hard to tell the difference because the band is so tight, or just like even in the world of rock music and like heavy music, it's you know, the line is blurred sometimes.
Yeah. In studio tonight, Rat Boys, the indie rock band from Chicago, will be playing Wicker Park Fest coming up this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. This weekend. Saturday, the same bill that we'll have Guided by Voices, which will be the headliner that night. Wicker Park Fest, one of the best live music street festivals in Chicago. Rat Boys is Julia Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owens, Sean Newman, and Namdi, and they are in studio tonight at Studio 435. All right, am I getting it right?
America. Yeah, I love it.
All right, good. We'll do this. Let's take a break. We'll get a sound check in the break. We'll come back, and we will hear live music from Chicago's Rat Boys. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN, Studio 435, the best live music Chicago has to offer every Monday night here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Beautiful Michigan Avenue tonight, the indie rockers Rat Boys in studio, Julia Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owens, Sean Newman, and Namdi on the drums, and we are going to hear from the new album, GN, a track called Molly. They're going to be at Wicker Park Fest coming up here this weekend. But here they are in Studio 435. Again, the track, Molly. Take it away, guys.
Days are passing. hold my shelter and lie in the cemetery. I just wanna hold my family. I just wanna love my family. Hold my shelter and lie in the cemetery. I just wanna hold you, Molly.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Yeah! The indie rockers Rat Boys in Studio 435 tonight. That's the track Molly, which is off their album that just came out last month called GN.
That's it.
No relation to us here. Julia Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owen, Sean Newman, and Nandi in studio tonight. They're going to be at Wicker Park Fest coming up here on Saturday. Saturday afternoon, Wicker Park Fest, right there on Milwaukee, North Damon area, right there, Saturday and Sunday this weekend. All right, we're going to take a break and get the update from Rob Martyr in just a moment. But the Rat Boys in studio tonight, we're going to hear some more live music. Got two more songs to do coming up here after the news. We'll also sit down and talk a little bit more with Julia, David, Cody, Sean, Namdi in studio 435. Right here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue tonight, 720 WGN. Thank you, Rob. So download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Studio 435 right now, bringing you the best live music Chicago has to offer tonight. Absolutely no exception. Rat Boys in studio, indie rockers. We're going to be playing Wicker Park Fest coming up on Saturday. Julia Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owens, Sean Newman, and Namdi in studio tonight. We are going to hear another track from them right now. If we are ready, we are ready. Let's do it. This is a track from the new album, GN, which is called Elvis is in the Freezer. Guys, take it away.
All right.
Seconds make us equals as the medicine destroys him. Minutes make us realize he's long gone. Bye.
Yeah. That's how you start. That's how you stop a song. That's awesome. Rat Boys in studio tonight, performing in Studio 435. That was the track Elvis Is in the Freezer. They're playing at Wicker Park Fest coming up this weekend, Saturday afternoon. Rat Boys is Julius Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owens, Sean Newman, and Namdi. And the album is called GN, just out last week or last month. No relation to the radio station. Although I feel subconsciously, you know, you guys were here, you guys have been here before, so.
Inception.
I just feel like, you know, maybe.
WGN is definitely the only local news I watch, too.
There you go, see?
Mm-hmm. You got Skilling. You can't not watch Skilling. That's right.
If you guys come up with if your next album you come out with is called Skilling,
something's up. Thinking Radio 720 might be
good. That might be good.
Kaufman.
Well, yeah. I'll take it. So, you know, one of the things you mentioned in the last segment that kind of resonated was just the idea of learning how to play your instruments a little bit more from being on tour. Mm-hmm. Talk about touring. I want to get into how much touring and playing every single night together as a group or in spurts like you do when you go on tour helps the music evolve, get better as a band.
It definitely helps the music evolve. We have kind of a unique situation because we pretty much bring a different drummer on tour each time we go. So it not only helps us, it forces us to be really tight with each other, like me and Dave and Sean and Cody, but it also, when a different drummer plays the songs each time, each person plays them a little bit differently, even though we kind of tell them or show them the same parts. So it's exciting because it forces us to really dissect the songs and figure out why they work and what drum parts make sense and stuff like that. But Namdi has been doing some crazy stuff on a lot of these songs, and it's really cool to let our really talented friends go nuts and add their own little touches to the songs.
How important is that? I mean, how important is it not only to add flavor and be excited about the music, but how important is it to evolve as a band? I mean, to say, hey, I'm going to let the drummer change the sound a little bit, and I'm going to let the new bass player change the sound a little bit, and we're just going to adapt to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it just forces us to constantly get better.
I feel like when you bring songs out on a tour and play them enough with the same group of people, everybody kind of reaches a mutual understanding about what the song's about and what the mood of it is. It's not really something you could describe, but, you know, you can make you noises feel it. With your mouth and stuff. You could say it's a boop bop kind of song.
You got a boop bop on the video. Congrats.
You understand the songs that you bring with, and for us, you've been teaching them to a lot of people, so we usually go out with, you know, we're set on playing this many songs on this tour, and I don't know, it's, you really get into it. I feel like you don't practice as much as you think for playing your instrument every day on tour, because you're playing the song, it's kind of practicing a piece instead of being more creative about it. But
let me ask you this, you guys. I mean, this is something that, I'm not a musician, but I think about, you know, when I'm listening to the song you guys just played, or even the one before, and as you just mentioned, as everyone gets together, you start to know what the song's about. And I would imagine for me as an audience member, that means something different. If I'm learning what it's about, it means what the lyrics mean or what have you. But when you're talking as musicians, that means about the spirit, the energy, what this song's supposed to do for you on stage, how you're supposed to what emotion you're supposed to be in when you're conveying it. It's that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the script is flipped too, because, I mean, when you're talking about yourself standing on the other side watching, if I'm on Saturday watching Guided by Voices, I'm thinking about what that song means to me as consumer on the other side. Whereas when we're on the other side, we're thinking about how to totally package that song and deliver it each night live.
And how it fits with the other songs, and what you guys are trying to, the narrative arc of what you guys are doing in the 8 songs that you're bringing to the stage.
It's really a story of dynamics. I think that's the big thing for me that keeps me interested in what we're playing, is just the ebb and flow and noise versus, poetry of the words. So it's trying to create tension, but meaningful tension,
And it's overlooked, because there's also the part that you can get addicted to that in the way that there are probably some times when you're on tour and you hit song 6 or song 7 and it's great and the audience is there with you and you have that vibe and you're chasing that. You're chasing it. Like, now you know what that song's supposed to do, right? Like, and then you go to the next gig and you're like, they didn't respond the same way with this song, so does that mean we have to kick it up more? Do we have to change our energy? I mean, that's what you talk about when you talk about that dynamic.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the next song we're going to play is definitely like a loud, quiet, kind of like rip-roaring song. I've been saying this every night since we've started playing it, like, this is a barn dance, people. We're supposed to dance like we're, like, in a barn, like, trying to raise
like
hell.
This is an actual barn.
Right. And most of the time, people don't take that literally and just stand there, like, watch, which is awesome, whatever. But last night in St. Louis, people were, like, boogieing, like, they were in a barn. And that was awesome. So, like, that's best case scenario. Don't expect you to shake your booty in Studio 435.
Well, as an artist, the perfect show to put together. You know, for Rat Boys to be on stage in St. Louis and to have that experience, you continue to tweak and craft a running order that is going to create some sort of emotional experience for the person who's in that club. And that is not something that you just pull out of thin air. That's something that you guys, every night, you change it up or change it, try and get to what? What are you trying to get to? What is the story of Rat Boys that you want to sell to somebody in St. Louis and Chicago and wherever? What is the arc?
For me, it's I don't know if there's necessarily an arc that I've put thought into, but it's all about just making a connection with people as a storyteller and trying to be as honest and vulnerable as I can with my memories and like things I've learned, and just passing on information in a really like emotional, authentic way with people. I don't know if there's a definite, I mean, we do, although I don't really know how to describe it, but we normally start sets with those two songs we just played, and finish them at least with the last song on GN, which is kind of like a reflective thing. And there's definitely some intention to that. I think it's nice to leave people in that kind of headspace of
It's the takeaway, right? It's like the, what's right. The takeaway of Rat Boys that people leave that club. They want to know. I mean, that's the last song is important.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for me, the takeaway is that there's just meaning everywhere, and we can be so like caught up in the daily, like our daily tasks and the minutiae of what we have to do when we wake up. But it's really worth it to chill out for a sec and press random article on Wikipedia and see what you can learn for a sec. I don't know.
Yeah. So what's for you guys? I mean, now that the record's out, Wicker Park Fest, you just were in St. Louis last night.
Yeah.
I mean, is that the plan now? I mean, is the plan to just sort of go city to city until a new record emerges? Is that the arc of a business plan for Rat Boys?
That's
pretty much
what we've learned.
It's a schedule. It's a life kind of schedule.
Circadian
rhythm adjusts to being on the road.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it. We're gonna hit the road pretty hard here.
Is that hard to do? You guys, I mean, are young. Ooh. I mean, no. So it doesn't matter. But I mean, do you have other jobs and things that you have to worry about?
We are lucky to live in an age where my phone is my boss, and like we can just leave. Like, I mean, Sean works in radio as well, so they're really flexible with that.
It's just kind of finding any opportunity to work. Luckily, we live in an age where you can work from the road.
Right.
Like we were talking about earlier before we came on the show, I was working from the car earlier today, or working from the house that we woke up into this morning that we stayed at last night. So, I mean, it's really just bring your computer with you and just kind of stay afloat financially.
Yep.
That lifestyle, the idea of going from town to town, I mean, is there a discipline to that? I mean, do you have to think about your life differently in the way that you're waking up in different places? And I would assume that there's a lot of time, you know, where you guys are partying and having fun. But I mean, are you guys at a young age where that doesn't matter anymore, like, or yet? Like, I know if I were, I would be like...
We've gotten a bit more boring, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say boring. I think we'd say gotten a lot more disciplined. Mm. I don't know. Mm. I stopped drinking. I just started being sober on tour, and it's helped me a lot just keep my head clear and focus on what we're doing, which is trying to make a living doing this, so, and, like, be professional. Mm. So, it's, I don't think it's boring. I don't think it'll ever get boring. Yeah. I don't know. You meet so many new people.
I'm not
every
saying
day.
It's boring. Yeah. I'm saying
we're boring. We're boring. Because Cody, too, I mean, we were talking about, like, the other day or the other week or something, that when you talk to people outside of music, like family members or something, they're like, oh, you're on tour. Like, how cool is that?
It's like, no.
It's
like,
well, we kind of just were in a car for 8 hours.
Yeah, you're in a car, and then you play a show, and then you go to a place and sleep and do the same thing the next day. So everyone thinks like a rock star. Like,
I had, and even the rock stars, I mean, at the top of the game, I think of, I had a dinner one time with a guy who was in Cage the Elephant. And he said, we were in Nashville, and he was like, yeah, you come to Chicago? He's like, kind of.
Yeah.
We have a tour bus, and we park next to Aragon, and we stay on that tour bus till we go to the sound check, get back on the tour bus, do the show, get back on the tour bus, and we're on to the next city.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you saw New York and Boston? Like, I saw it.
Yeah, Julia put it in a good way the other day, too, where she kind of said, like, I mean, well, we were talking about, like, you're kind of running a small business at all times, and watching Julia do it, because she sort of manages everything for Rat Boys, it's sort of, Julia's always working no matter what, or if she's driving, she's always talking about what to do next.
Yeah.
So you're always thinking about how to progress the band.
And I mean, do you manage your own tour? I mean, are you in the way that you're going from place to place? You booked your own things? And
we just recently started working with somebody who's actually going to book the shows from now on. But up until now, it has been that way, which I like, because I'm just a total control freak, and like, it is awesome to know who you're talking to and to like build relationships across around the world and do that. But it is going to be really cool to be able to be like, okay, let's play in Spokane. And even though I don't know anyone there, our amazing friends, Wilson and Tom, will be able to say, okay, great. And like, we could do it.
Well,
so
I mean, it's a lot of Studio 435 and the conversations we have is not debunking, but making a more realistic portrayal of what it's like to be a musician. And I think also about just what you mentioned, I mean, the idea of not being able to see the city. Also, the amount of work that goes into not just booking the tour, but the fact that you have to show up at a certain point in a club and get all your equipment. I mean, if you look right now, the equipment you guys have, which I would assume is even scaled down to what you usually bring on a tour, to set up and go in there and have to set it up again and carry your amps through a back door. I've done it. I mean, it's like it's a lot of work that goes into setting yourself up for a performance.
It's so worth it, though. Like, I don't know. It's kind of hard coming home from a tour, because you really get used to that daily affirmation of applause and, like, people coming up to you after and genuinely engaging with stuff you've made. So it's, I mean, I'll carry whatever up however many stairs to be able to, like, you know, have that connection. So it's really cool.
Julia Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owens, Sean Newman, and Nam D are the band Rat Boys. They're going to be at the Wicker Park Fest this weekend, Saturday, the festival Saturday and Sunday. They got a new album out called GN. I almost said WGN. GN. and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll get one more live song here in Studio 435. Stay with us. All right, wrapping up Studio 435 tonight. Rat Boys in studio. They're going to be at Wicker Park Fest this Saturday. Julia Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owens, Sean Newman, Namdi in studio. Their album is called GN, and here is their final track tonight. It is a song called Control. Take it away.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
go. Woohoo! Chicago's Rat Boys in studio. The new album is called GN. That was a song called Control. Rat Boys will be at Wicker Park Fest this weekend, Saturday. And they are Julia Steiner, David Sagan, Cody Owens, Sean Newman, and Namdi. All right, you guys, thanks so much for coming in tonight. Great to see you guys again.
Thanks for having
me. And good luck with the show, and I can't wait to have you guys back. Great. All right, that's going to do it tonight for The Download here on 720 WGN. Patty Vasquez up next. She returns.